Let's bring up Leia from Longview, Texas, on Coast to Coast. And I understand it, Leia, that you were one of those people who were hoping that the world would end today, per the announcements of Harold Camping. Is that true?
Yes, sir. My question is, the rapture has begun with the tsunami, the earthquake, the flooding, the drought, and the hurricanes. And I was looking up in the sky, and as I was hoping to be taken by my God on May the 21st.
But why?
Why? Because the rapture has already begun, and I want my God to take me home.
Well, I'm not sure. Who's the guy yelling in the background? So I, you know, who's that?
That's my husband. He's okay. Yelling in the background.
Okay. It would be helpful if he didn't do that. So y'all went out in the backyard today, and as I understand it, you were hoping all day that something would happen. Can you describe what you went through emotionally as the day continued to pass like any other day?
I just look up in the sky, and I was just praying and hoping that God will take me and take me home to Him, where I don't have to be living on the earth and have to worry about, you know, bills and all that. Because I really believe in my God, because He put us on this earth and He can take us off this earth.
Dr. Judith Orloff is a well-known expert on emotional issues and issues like this. The new book is Emotional Freedom. Dr. Orloff, this is Leia. Leia, Dr. Orloff, go ahead.
Hello, Leia.
Hello.
Hello, Leia. It's nice to meet you. And I heard what you just said, and I could totally understand where you're coming from. No, given the fact that it didn't happen today, you know, then one must go on in terms of living the life in terms of Jesus's principles and your God, you know, bringing those principles to what's happening here and to yourself. I mean, one thing that touched me, you know, so much about Jesus is his teachings about compassion, you know, having compassion for yourself and your own
and for
suffering
others.
And to be able to keep that word going.
Does it bring you hope then that gives you more time on this planet to be able to help relieve the suffering of others, Leia?
Yes, it brings me more hope and wishing that some earthquake or a hurricane will happen here at East Texas, because nothing like that has happened here in East Texas, especially Longview, Texas, instead of, you know, it's always happened in Tyler, Texas.
Yeah. But why would you want that to happen if it means all bunch of people would suffer from an earthquake and there would be pain and there would be misery and there would be fear?
Because Lord is with us, and I live in Longview, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to go home to my God.
Okay, but right. No, I was asking you, but to have all of that going on, that would just mean more suffering for people, for other people. But you're okay with that?
Yes, I understand that.
Yeah.
But I think what she brings up a wonderful point, and that she could help others with their suffering if people were suffering around her. And that's a huge, you know, a beautiful thing to do. And so, you know, I think, would you do that? If you were faced with suffering around you, would you help others?
Leia, did Leia get your wish and suddenly you're raptured? Or did that guy in the background yelling made you hang up the phone? One of those two might have happened there. I'm not sure.
Well, I hope that she heard that, because what I was hearing that she was saying, Ian, was that she wanted to find a purpose, and that was helping people. And
you know,
if they were suffering. And I think that's a wonderful way to cope with this.
But what is she waiting for, too? At the same time, why are you waiting for an earthquake or a tornado to relieve suffering? There's lots of ways to do that right now. You could relieve suffering just by helping somebody learn how to read.
I know, but this is her belief system.
Oh, I'm familiar with it. I'm just saying that notion somehow that something big has to happen before I'll get involved. It's, you know, it's sort of like the psychology of people that only we'll get a lottery ticket when it's 50 million, because that's different. If it's some jive 15 million, that's not worth
right.
The effort somehow. I don't know. But part of that too, I mean, it just is, as a Christian, I'm always surprised by the effort that's being made by some people to wish for that kind of suffering, just so they don't, as she said, you know, she's tired of worrying about her bills. And that's just, that's what kind of trade-off is that? That in order for you to get out of paying your bills, millions of people are going to have to die.
It's the suffering is so intense that people have. And as an intuitive, you know, it's really interesting for me, because the first thing that I tune into in people is their suffering. And it is enormously intense. And people will say things and do things out of that place of suffering that make no sense, but it's aimed at relieving that suffering because it is so intense and the pain is so deep. And I understand that what she's saying wasn't, you know, totally rational, you know, in terms, you know, from what, you know, you were saying about why would you want all these other people suffering. But what I was hearing beneath that was that she needed to find a purpose for herself.
Right.
And, you know, if she found that, that would be a form of solace.
Well, and I believe that at a core, that we all, the things that we do are driven by our hope for purpose.
Yes.
And that, I mean, I know this isn't a new concept by many people's measurement, but I do believe that that is the meaning of life, is just simply to live a life of purpose.